The decision comes in the wake of this week's Court of Appeal ruling upholding a June 29 judgment which decriminalized same-sex relations. During an event to mark World AIDS Day yesterday, Masisi said same-sex couples and other vulnerable groups would be targeted in the fight against the pandemic. The day was commemorated under the theme End Inequalities and AIDS and Pandemics.
As I stated in my State of the Nation address recently, we will continue to emphasize on HIV prevention efforts that prioritize population groups more at risk of acquiring HIV, such as female sex workers, adolescent girls and young women, people with disabilities, and now same-sex couples, including those in prisons.
A landmark 2019 High Court ruling recognized homosexuality. Human rights group Botswana Network on Ethics, Law and HIV/AIDS then wrote to the government demanding that inmates should be provided with condoms. The government rejected the request, arguing the case was still before the courts after the state appealed. After the Court of Appeal put finality on the matter, members of the lesbians, gays and bisexuals of Botswana, Lega people, said they expect the government to involve them more in the HIV fight. Tato Muruti is Lega people's chief executive officer.
I believe that condom provision will be one of the most effective harm reduction interventions in controlling sexually transmitted infections, including HIV/AIDS and also viral hepatitis in prisons. I believe that indeed, this move is not, in fact, a question of whether the president will walk the talk. It is a matter of corporate governance principle.
He adds quality health care for prisoners is key to fighting HIV infections.
I believe that accessible and high-quality prison-based healthcare programs will change the impact of national health and consequently mitigate the burden of STIs in prison. And more than anything, it is quite important for everybody to note that having access to high-quality healthcare services, including condom provision programs, is not only the right of prisoners to health, but also is a move towards achieving the Sustainable Development Goal 3 of leaving no one behind.
Botswana is one of few countries in Africa where homosexuality is legal. Before the recent court ruling, engaging in same-sex activity was punishable by up to 7 years in prison. For VOA, this is Mqondisi Dube in Gaborone, Botswana.